Random House Audio presents 80 Days, Nellie Bly and Elizabeth Bislin's History-Making Race Around the World by Matthew Goodman, read for you by Kate Mazur. You have a strange way, Ralph, of proving that the world has grown smaller. So, because you can go around it in 3 months, in 80 days, interrupted Phileas Fogg. Jules Verne, Around the World in 80 Days. Prologue. November 14, 1889. Hoboken, New Jersey. She was a young woman in a plaid coat and cap, neither tall nor short, dark nor fair, not quite pretty enough to turn a head. The sort of woman who could, if necessary, lose herself in a crowd. Even in the chill early morning hours, the deck of the ferry from New York to Hoboken was packed tight with passengers. The Hudson River, or the North River, as it was still called then, the name a vestige of the Dutch era, was as busy as any of the city's avenues, and the ferry carefully navigated its way through the water traffic, past the brightly painted canal boats and the workaday tugs, the flat-bottomed steam barges full of Pennsylvania coal, three-masted schooners with holds laden with tobacco and indigo and bananas and cotton, hides from Argentina and tea from Japan, with everything, it seemed, that the world had to offer. The young woman struggled to contain her nervousness as the ferry drew ever closer to the warehouses and depots of Hoboken.